Sean Recanny. Hi.
Hi, what up?
We're here. We got situated. We're settled. Here to chat. So you hit me up at 5 o'clock this morning. And I just happened to...
Dude, this Instagram shit is insane. You fucking... I wake up, I look at my phone, I'm like diving in on shit. And obviously, like, the reason I watched the podcast that you've made, so you've spoke about me numerous times.
Yeah.
So I figured now it's my turn to speak, also as well as get your opinion.
Yeah, let's do it. Like,
in a serious manner, and so I can hear it as well. Because lately I've been hearing a lot of shit through the grapevine through other people about what people say.
Mm-hmm.
So when I actually can see someone talking about me, I'm at the point now, like you've seen on Instagram, where I'm not really trying to take shit from anybody anymore, and I don't deserve to. And there's repercussions for shit that people are causing now, and I'm not going to let it go. I have nothing to lose. I don't get paid by anyone. I work, like I said, in the last one, I work a normal job. My boss isn't going to fire me because I'm going ape shit on fucking Instagram.
That's literally one of my inspirations for like starting this YouTube channel in the beginning, was to rely on Google rather than the BMX industry.
Yeah.
So I could like do somewhat what you're doing, but a little bit less of an extent with it. Because I was like, dude, there's a lot of stuff that no one will talk about that needs to be talked about, but they can't because they're scared to lose their paycheck or whatever it might be.
Yeah, I truly think I'm the first person to really put people on blast.
Like the way you're doing, I think so.
Yeah, and I don't mind doing it. And I don't mind being like I said in the last one, like I fucking will sit on my couch and fucking respond and egg the shit on and this and that. Like, yes, certain shit definitely bothers me, but also I get satisfaction out of fucking spitting the truth about shit that I actually know about.
Yeah, man. And it's pretty wild because I've been watching. I didn't pay super close attention.
You're lying. Beginning.
No, I didn't pay super close attention. Like, I didn't even get to see the original post of yours with the bike or any of that.
Yeah, well, that was before. I thought you were talking about the podcast was.
No, I watched definitely.
You got the link before other people.
No, I actually didn't.
Huh. Budger said that. Maybe I'm mistaken.
Yeah, I didn't get to see it at all until it actually went live.
And what's your opinion?
I thought, so genuinely, like, going into it, I was like, oh, man, I've heard from people who did get to see it that some stuff was said, and I watched it, and I was like, it's like,
yeah, everybody that had a problem was somebody that I mentioned in a bad manner.
Which is understandable. And I was like, that was, like, my thing watching. I'm like, I got to the end, and I was like, he didn't really say a ton of, like, really, really bad anything.
I talked more shit about myself and my life than anybody else.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you were just honest. And it was what I was getting at. I was like, it's been crazy to watch how you've gone from being this person who's been vilified by everyone to kind of flipping that a little bit to where a lot of people are like, hell yeah, keep talking. Like,
yeah, dude,
speak the truth.
If I scroll through my like Instagram messages, it's probably like 10% negative, 90% like, yo, I'm so fucking happy you did this, like, blah, 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 this, that, and the third. So, and that's not necessarily was my goal with what I did and said. It was more so to get the shit off my chest myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I lived the shit for the past, like, this, dude, I fucking have, the only thing that I've known in my life is bike riding.
Yeah.
You know, like, I put everything into this, and, like, yeah, when you just, in, like, it's over, like, the shit weighs on your shoulders, like, bad shit that happened or, like, shitty relationships and this and that. So, that's where it started, because I talked to my stepdad about it. And he's like, just get the shit off your chest, dude. Fucking do it. Who cares? You have nothing to lose. Like, do it. And then, it escalated a lot because, like, I'm a kind of aggressive fucking speaker on things. And, like, I do come at people and, like, this and that. And so then it causes controversy, but that wasn't the initial point of doing this.
Yeah.
You know, well, like, do you think that I went into this like, hey, I want to fucking argue with everybody and fight with everybody and this and that? No.
I hope not.
But you know? I had an idea that it was going to go that way because of how I spoke about certain people, but I wasn't lying about anything. Like, sure, some dates might be mixed up and this and that and blah, 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 or like time periods, but it's like, dude, it's so long ago. Like, give me a fucking break.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Yeah, I mean, I'm like I said, I'm happy that I got to do that, and I didn't want to do it for years, you know, because I knew what the repercussions were going to be if I actually did a real podcast and like spoke shit, you know.
Yep, exactly. The reason why I was like, my inspiration I mentioned for this channel was people can't do it because of like the things you were worried about, and I'm like, dude, if I just build this thing and I don't have to worry about the industry, then I can say whatever I need to say and I don't have to worry about getting in trouble.
Yeah, no, exactly. And then like, I didn't want to come at you in any kind of way, but like I keep going, but do you see what like certain people are doing? Like dudes like Tony Maloof and that other fucking dickhead.
I'm not going to lie. I watched the whole thing yesterday.
Dude, it was disgusting.
It was disappointing. Seriously.
And it's like, so people wonder why I come at people and shit like that is the reason. It's like, and then they all want to backtrack, you know? And like, so I hit them up and I'm like, yo, what the fuck is your deal? Like this and that. And like, I get real with it. I'm like, dude, if you want to fucking go here, let's go here. And that's fine with me. But like when people like, so then like he messaged me like, yo, it's all love. I'm here for you and blah, blah. It's like, bro, you just talk shit about me for an hour and a half.
It's not all love when you do that.
No, that shit was foul. And it's too, like, I have drinking problems and like have and this and that, whatever. And somehow I still managed to be more intelligent than both of those two fucking idiots that are on a podcast. Tony Maloof literally just looked like a disaster and made no sense the entire time. And like, I never had an issue with him before this, but then you go online and do stuff like that. It's like, how do you not expect me to react?
Yeah. I mean, you got to expect something, right?
Yeah. And then like, go rewatch it yourself and think that there's no reason for me to feel disrespected.
Yeah. And he was trying so hard.
It sucks when it's people that are like, kind of like Tony Maloof's in the industry. Cool.
Yeah.
The other dude, I didn't even know who the fuck he was. And I lived in LA for mad long. So that's, but either way, he was in the industry at some point, did this and that. So those are the people that really bother me. Like if two kids that like have never been on a company or done anything, this and that, went online and did that, it'd be a different story.
Yeah.
So
that's understandable.
And then neither one of them, like when I sent the messages I did, like basically owned up. They like don't own up to their shit. Like they try to backtrack, and that's the problem. Nobody gets called out. And then when they do, they're like pedaling backwards.
Well, it's the accountability factor in BMX that like hasn't existed, where people can do bad things, say bad things, do whatever. And like the only time they get any kind of repercussions for it is if it's outwardly on the internet and they lose a sponsor.
Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah.
And I personally think all the shit that I have said, like the public should know these kind of things. And like this stuff does go on.
Man, you know? I'll
like,
be honest.
There's a lot of, dude, I could have talked on that podcast for 4 hours.
I'll be honest, man. I mean, I didn't get to see the screenshots that were recently posted.
Which ones? The Hawk stuff?
I didn't get to see it because I was at a jam that day, but I heard about it after the fact. And I'll be honest, I was like, me being me from Ohio, never lived anywhere else, seeing that, I was like shocked. I was like, there's like, what?
Yeah, but these people want to come at me. Let's fucking go.
Well, so I know I'm not saying shocked that you did it. I'm shocked that that exists, like that was a thing. And I was like, holy crap. And so Fudger actually texted me that day and was like, hey, before you do any hot takes, if you have questions, I've talked to everybody involved, ask me. And I was just like, I thought he was talking about the podcast that he made with you. And I was like, well, I haven't finished it yet, but I didn't really feel like there was anything in there I needed to talk about. And then I found out it was the screenshots and everything.
Well,
and
because I was like, so this is how that situation went down. So the podcast went around because Robbie saw that I had posted the Instagram the night before, like, hey, you guys, you're going to get the 2 hours that you've always wanted tomorrow, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So Robbie obviously instantly calls Fudger, like, what the fuck did he say? This and that, blah, blah, blah. He gets a link. Then before you know it, the private link has 50 views.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's already, like, the industry people have already passed it around.
Yeah.
So Hawk is, like, causing a scene to Fudger about that's like a disgrace to BMX, and he doesn't even deserve to be on the podcast. He's out of bike riding, this and that. And this is what I was getting at. It's like, me and Hawk were cool. You know, like, sure, I still thought he was a prick, but like, I liked him as a human, like a person.
Yeah.
And I'm a prick too. So like, I you know what I mean? We're the other thing too. Like, we're kind of similar people in certain ways, you know?
Sure.
Not everything, but like, there is, like, we used to hang out and it was fine. And so when I hear shit like that, and then I try to call you and I text you for 3 days. So I filmed the podcast. It was supposed to go up the next morning. It didn't go up for 3 or 4 days because people like Hawk were like bitching about it. But for those 3 or 4 days, I called Hawk every day and I sent him a message and I was like, hey, let's talk. No response at all. And like before that, dude, I talked to you for fucking 7 years, basically every day.
Yeah.
You know, so that's just the disrespect level was added from you trying to kibosh a podcast where I'm like literally like dumping my life story out and like saying a bunch of shit that I really don't want to publicize, but I am. And then you're going to kibosh it. And then I spoke to Dennis on the phone and Dennis was like, Hawk's my friend, blah, blah. Like, I got to respect this situation and like how this feels and make sure everything's fine, blah, blah. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck this. And blasted the shit out there. And like, so in that situation, it's like, so Hawk feels the need to like try to kibosh my shit and doesn't expect the repercussions. And then like industry people hit me up like, that was so foul what I did.
Well, if he has like, a post in the screenshots, call you. Like,
he called me crying on the phone when he woke up and saw it.
Like that's
told me probably 20 times within 45 minutes.
That's the problem. And that's what I hate about things is that like you tried to get a hold of somebody for 3 days, and didn't get anything back. And then when you finally are like, look,
when I'm like, I've had enough.
And then you get a call, then you get 20 calls.
And also, even when I did talk to him on the phone, like you can ask Nick, dude, I was screaming at him on the phone at like 8 o'clock in the morning. And he like doesn't know what to say. And I was like, literally, if you just owned up to your shit right now and was like, yo, I said this shit, it wasn't my place to say, and I'm sorry. But everything was still an excuse, even when I talked to him on the phone. Or like, I didn't say that, or this and that. So Dennis and Fudger make up lies? Like, those are two dudes that don't lie about shit.
Yeah.
So that's – I have no respect for the dude at all anymore. And I don't really care if the industry does or not either. And I think he's a dude that deserves to be exposed like that. And yeah.
So
I can't say it is what it is anymore because I said it 900 times in the last podcast. So.
Well, so I heard about that. And like, then I read back to what Fudger said. And I was like, if I even did talk about this, like, I'm not going to make a video about this, but if I'm like talking about like, what am I going to say?
And I'm the like, problem is people, I think, like, on your podcast, like, certain things that you said on that one where you're like, I just want all this shit to be over and this and that, like, I take that disrespectfully.
How so?
Because you're just trying to push somebody out and, like, get rid of news that should be talked about because you're
over. I wanted people – so, no, what I wanted to be over was everybody dogpiling on you because – I don't know if you would have seen.
This is why I need to get on the podcast and hear what you have to say.
Right. So I don't know if you got to see my original video talking about the RPMX Instagram post. Yeah, but,
and that was bullshit too.
Dude, I
do not agree.
So I woke up and I saw that post, and dude, I saw red for you.
The picnic table one you're talking about, right?
Yes, I was so pissed off when I read the comments.
I was talking about jibbing around in a schoolyard, and you go 5 years back and find a video of me jibbing around in the schoolyard.
Exactly.
The next morning. And then people don't own up to that shit either. Like, do you think that I'm stupid?
So I went on. I immediately, this was like 9 o'clock in the morning. I immediately went live on my YouTube channel, and I titled it "What the fuck is RBMX thinking?" And I just started.
I didn't watch the video, but I did see that, like, caption on your shit.
Well, I saw it and I'm like, dude, like, why are you guys enabling?
Everybody wants to egg the situation on and they don't want the repercussions of the egging it on.
So yeah, that situation ended up getting talked about, whatever, with me and Fudger and whoever posted it. But it was like, I saw that and I immediately was like, there's not a single person on here who's out here like going to bat for Sean, because he doesn't deserve, no matter what you say and what you do, no matter how much of an asshole you might be, that might people think you might be, whatever, you didn't deserve thousands or hundreds of people in comments just dogpiling on you like you're the worst person just because BMX needs someone to hate at any particular point in time. Yeah.
The switch has flipped now.
It definitely has, but I saw that and I instantly was like, dude, somebody's got to speak up for how wrong this is. And so that's what I did. And then obviously Fudger didn't like that because the intent of the post, whatever, that part, whatever.
I mean, it wasn't Fudger's fault. He said he didn't post it. So there's right, a bunch of exactly. people that post on that Instagram. And the right. other people that post on that Instagram, one of them might not have liked me and was like, fuck, let's go fucking
pick
some shit up and egg this on. Because realistically, literally, I did that clip in like 10 minutes, like multiple times. After filming like some real shit at school.
Yeah. So like whatever it was with that, I made that video and then it turned into this thing with against Fudger, whatever. And so Fudger calls me and we talk and I'm like, all right, man, you don't like that this video's out there. Let's come together and do something good that could have a good outcome and talk about the situation and talk about how we have to have a responsibility for one, like, as you know, people who post about BMX and do this stuff, and two, we gotta consider that Sean is a human being. Like, he's not just some BMX machine who does crazy tricks. Like, you're a person.
Yeah,
that should matter. And so
absolutely, and that's what people don't understand. Like, when people are hating, it's like they don't like. I'm gonna bring up the Tyler situation again, just because this kind of like can bring this, what I'm trying to say, into perspective.
Yep.
So Tyler gets 3,000 comments. They're all pretty much destroying him.
Yeah. Right?
Tyler just went through like a really rough period of his life.
Yep.
He is no longer in the BMX industry financially. He had some relationship issues and then he knocked his teeth out and this and that. He's just out riding for fun, like trying to get some steam out, whatever, like enjoy himself. And then the internet destroys him because they are worried about you're this person and you're giving a bad example to other people about not wearing a helmet. You should wear a helmet and this and that. Tyler wakes up with no teeth in his mouth. His life has already been hard enough. Of course he's reading the shit.
Yeah.
And how, like, it makes no sense to me that people don't put all that shit together.
Man, I don't, it doesn't make
like,
sense.
Like, imagine being in Tyler's situation that next morning and reading all that shit.
Dude, I literally
and
can't.
And having no teeth in your mouth.
It makes me mad thinking about it again.
Like, because... and he fucking filmed himself leaving the skate park with his fucking teeth on the floor. Like, and the helmet one really bothered me because there is, dude, no street riders wear helmets. And that's the reality. And the ones that there's like maybe five that I can name off the top of my head. And that's it.
That whole thing made me so mad too. And it happened. The timing of it was, I can't say perfect because I don't want to say anything was good about
this
that happening.
This was the last straw that made me do this whole thing.
And so it happened before Fudger and I did our talk. And I used that as a thing of like, look, guys, this is an even more extreme example to what I was talking about with Sean. Like, this dude has the whole internet because the clip went super viral on him. And, like, you have no...
And he didn't bring any... Even after all of it, like, if I was him and that happened to me, I would have went fucking apeshit.
I can't even imagine.
And he is still quiet and still, like, I'm still out riding. He's posting clips riding... The next day.
That's crazy.
And like every day since has posted Instagram clips with no teeth in his mouth riding the skate park.
So that was my whole point when the first thing I did talking about your situation was like, this dude's a person and we have no idea what's going on in his personal life to where you never know how something's going to affect somebody when this kind of a situation happens. And I would I would be so pissed off if,
like, what would you do in my situation or Tyler's? Like, how would you react?
Dude, it's so hard to even imagine. I would have to sit here and think. So, have the entire internet dogpiling on you whenever.
Like, your peers that you're supposedly, like, dude, I have hung out with Tony Maloof many of times. So, like, those ones drive me the most crazy.
Dude, like, it'd just be a...
And, fuck. Like, a week ago, he's commenting, like, positive shit on my Instagram and this and that. And then it's like, yo, you go do that. And, like, you're like, I'll fast forward through all this bullshit and this and that. But, like, how fucking disrespectful can you be?
The comment that I saw on your post about that really made that hit home was, and I didn't see any of this, but where apparently Tony was not doing so great a couple months ago or something.
He's not now. He was so hammered he could barely talk.
Well, I mean, like, so he's saying about how he's depressed and all this stuff. And I'm like, dude.
You're the last person that should speak about me then.
You know what it's like to feel bad. And then you're jumping on this thing and saying everything that you guys are saying and promoting this just gross thing.
And then, like,
just we're going through it.
And then the other dude, like, saying that, like, I'll fight Sean, I'm from the trenches and this and that, blah, blah, blah. Like, and then I'm the asshole that's like, let's do it then.
I don't think I will.
That's the difference. Like, if he really wanted to jump on a flight and fucking come here and say this shit to me, then do it.
I don't know if anybody's calling you the asshole in that one, because no, I feel like you were right.
No, they're not. But I'm talking about just the principle of, like, these people are trying to influence people in bike riding, and it is the worst fucking thing possible.
Yeah,
like, kids watch this, and there's kids that, like they always say, like, misery loves company, right? And I've been in that situation before, where I'm, like, in a shitty place, and I like to fucking hang out with other shitty people that are in a shitty place. And whatever. That is what that podcast looked like.
It didn't look good, that's for sure.
So, yeah, it was terrible. And it's not about – I'm not calling people out to get attention and stuff. I'm trying to bring attention to how shitty people are. Like, on their part, not on mine. I'm not trying to be like, oh, let me just call these people out and get myself some more love, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, these people deserve to be called out on this shit.
And – there's certain things, man, that, like, you see something like that and you're like, people should probably, if this people are looking up to somebody, they should probably know if they're bad.
Like, I wish I don't know how everybody else does it, but I almost wish I could bring up Tony Maloof's Instagram and watch his last couple clips. And well, like, people are like, oh, this dude's a G and this and that, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you nollied off a 4-foot quarter that looked like just off the side of a 4-foot quarter and posted it on Instagram. And, like, you're doing podcasts, like, podcast reviews, like, hating on me and this and that. It's like, for what? And, like, nobody has enough respect to be like, yo, this, like, I did a lot more than all of those dudes and still could. Like, I just got 2 fiends in the mail today.
Yeah, I saw that post.
Yeah. So I could put that bike together and still fucking ride better than both of those guys. Like, where is your respect level for, like, just the bike riding and not coming at people as a human being?
Dude, and even, yeah, going even further than the
bike. My roommate is better than both of those guys.
It's just
depressing.
So that's
the kind of shit that disappoints me.
Yeah, it's understandable from your position to be disappointed when you see that. Because it's like, what that? Like, where did that come from? What?
Yeah, it was left field. I didn't even know that I was on, like, the YouTube thing, and it just, like, popped up, like, down below, you know, like, where.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, fucking here we go. And then I'm up till 4 o'clock in the morning because fucking watching a 2-hour podcast of douchebags. And like I said, I do entertain it, and I do watch the shit.
I mean, you almost.
And anybody that's like, oh, stop fucking feeding into it or this or that. It's like, for yourself, if somebody did. If you were in this situation, would you not pay attention to all of it?
It'd be so hard not to. It'd be so hard. I don't know if any person could just turn it off and not. I don't know if anybody could do that.
Yeah,
and so us doing this here is like, when you hit me up, I'm like, oh, God. I'm not going to lie. I was nervous all day long because I was like, is he pissed at me? Did I say something? I was like, I've been trying to have this
not
dude.
Yet.
I've been trying to have your back through everything, and I'm like, I hope I didn't make him mad. But
somebody said I read a comment the other day that it was like, I wouldn't say anything or you're going to join Ricani's hit list. That was somebody, actually pretty funny. She's like, that's funny, but.
Somebody commented on, I don't know if you've ever seen me ride, but I ride weird.
And yeah, I know, you're like an Eric Elstrand fucking kind of guy.
Yeah, I just ride weird. That's fine.
You don't talk shit about, to be honest, I didn't know who you were till.
Yeah, recently. That's fair.
And like, that's not me being disrespectful. I don't.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't know a lot of people. And
you know what you know.
I know what I know. Yeah. And especially since like, and this is just my dead ass honesty, like your riding is not something that appeals to me.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And vice versa. If you don't like my riding, that's fine also. And that's like a personal opinion. So like, but I'm not reaching out to like, look at that kind of stuff, you know, or pay attention to it.
Well, what I was going to say is somebody commented on my best of 2023 thing I posted, and God, I almost want to look it up, but it was like, Ricani's gonna something you for this. I just laughed when I saw it.
I mean, as long as anybody that I can have a respectful conversation with, I'm completely normal.
Yeah, dude, and that's what we're having.
But if you're not, then I will be completely not normal.
And so I think that that's part of the, not what you said, but the opposite of that that exists is the problem that we have a lot in BMX, where you have people who will be super nice to you, and then as soon as you leave, they have something to say.
Like I said in the last one, I haven't spoke to anybody from Colt besides D-Hart and Russ in 8 months.
It sucks, man.
Like, it's crazy.
So
that's mind-blowing.
So naturally, when I'm in, like, we're having this conversation right now, I sit here and think, like, all right, how do we try and make something good come out of this?
Because yeah, you sound like Fudger.
Well, I'm not, like...
I kind of wanted to do this just as a follow-up as well, like, about...
Yeah.
After, like, people's reactions to hearing my shit, because there's a lot... I have a lot of messages of people, like, damn, I didn't fuck with you before I listened to this, and, like, now I have utmost respect, and blah, blah, blah. And... I'm not even going to lie. That was my goal, because it's like, I feel like knowing somebody's story before you run your mouth is like an important thing. But if you don't know somebody's story and you're running your mouth, that's like asinine.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I heard a saying. It was actually the dude who plays Spider-Man that said this. He said, if you got a problem with me, call me. And if you don't have my phone number, that means you don't know me well enough. This means you don't know me well enough to have a problem.
And that's everybody on Instagram. I don't have Tony Maloof's number. I don't have this fucking Jeff Dickhead's number. Like, I've never even kicked it with you guys. Like, neither of you have even been to my crib, like, ever in the 10 years of California I was there. You know what I mean? Like, how do you feel the need to come and, like, talk about my personal life and this and that?
Shouldn't.
And this is also the thing. Like, I would love for you to go on anybody else in bike riding's Instagram and see me come at somebody before they came at me.
I don't think it exists, does it?
No. But then I'm this fucking crazy person, but you guys start it all. Not you guys, but you get what I mean.
No, I know exactly what you mean. And yeah, that was where my original thing that I did came from. I was like, dude, can we just like let this dude live his life and do what he wants to do and not everybody hate on him?
Yeah, like, I can't even post a photo of my fucking dogs on Instagram without people like, you're gonna cut the dogs in half?
And that kind of stuff makes me so mad, because like, what, you have zero, you look at this and you completely just disregard someone as a person.
No, like, yeah, I'm a human being, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, you ready for this? I got tagged in this on Instagram today.
Oh, I saw that in your story.
I'm getting the same one.
Yeah?
I have to.
That's awesome. It's not awesome, but it's awesome at the same time.
Did you see the maybe other people did.
Your frames? Yeah, I'll see them.
No.
Oh, I thought you were. That's what I need. Yeah, do not destroy.
Yeah, so Bob Pratt put that on there before he sent the thing out, which is amazing. I fucking laughed my ass off when I opened the box.
So that's brings up a really good topic that I talked about with Fudger too. It's like, not all memes are bad, but there is a line when someone is clearly not stoked or not laughing with you that you probably should rethink going on.
Yeah. And I have had, so Charlie Cromwell and Rodeo Peanut, they've been picking on me since I was like 16. Like, dude, I was like, it was like me and Nigel were like the daily posts of Rodeo Peanut back in the day. And who, I forget who else was like a big person they
fought. I don't remember either.
I think it might have been like, I don't know. But either way, so like, went from Rodeo Peanut and then they started the Team Weed stuff. And like some shit I've watched, like some shit they've said about me or like made fun of is funny.
Right.
You know, like there's certain, like, certain times to hit people, and like you being like in the industry of bike riding, you should know what's going on. Like you, like Charlie Crumbush, you think me just losing all my sponsors, verbally speaking about like talking about like how I'm getting jobs and like doing this and that, like trying to figure my shit out. I just moved out of California, all this shit. And there's a bunch of drama going on. That's the time to post 8 fucking posts on Team Weed about me.
Well,
and so, you're a pro bike rider that like should think about these fucking things.
Even further than that, and I want to start by saying I like Charlie. You don't, I know, but I like
the dude.
I like him as a person because he's been good to me. I
tried to call him on the phone and he won't fucking answer the phone or call me back.
But what I was going to say is, or you see that after this, the first or second post happens, you completely deactivate your Instagram. That might be a sign that it's time to let up because you had, you because literally.
Because like I was talking about, I have to engage in the shit. So like my, I didn't see a bunch of them. And my roommate Nick fucking comes in my room and he's like, oh, you see the fucking Team Weed posts? And it's like, that's why I do it, because I, it occupies a fuck ton of my time that I don't have at certain times. Or like the mental capacity to deal with all the shit.
Right. So you see that you deactivate and it's like, okay, maybe it's time we let up a little
bit. I deleted my Instagram completely the first time and I like didn't have plans to like get it back.
Yeah.
And then somebody said something like, oh, you have 30 days before it's like completely deleted.
Oh.
So like once you hit delete account, you have 30 days to get it back before it's like completely gone.
That sucks.
So then, like, but at that very moment in time, I was so fed up with the shit and entertaining it that I was like, fuck this. I'm just going to delete Instagram. And I was using my dog's Instagram just to, like, see, like, I just follow my close friends that I see every day and shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a little bit upsetting to me to see someone like Sean's going to comment on this from the dog's Instagram. I'm like, yeah, because you guys are being such assholes.
Yeah, they called it my, like, what do they call it? The burner account, yeah. And it's like, I've had that dog account for fucking 8 years, dude.
Yeah, just seeing random people say that. I'm like, it's because you guys ganged up on him so freaking bad that he deleted his own and still feels like he's
I follow got like 100 people on my dog's Instagram, and they're like my family and, like I said, people I see every day.
Yeah, man. That's... So, okay. You got the frames. How are things right now?
I'm fine. I mean, I went to work for a little while today. Fucking, me and Nick painted the garage last night. Took all day and all night.
It looks good though.
Our garage was like a shit brown, like you saw in the last podcast, and I watched it in the background, and I was like, "Yeah, we need to fucking do something about this."
Yeah, the white looks better.
Yeah, but that was an all day project, and then I went to work for a little while. Fucking, came back home. We fed the dogs and chilled.
Good, man. I'm glad to hear that because
I'm like, all right. I'm like, I still have issues. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And like, definitely not the most normal human right now, but like, I'm not fucking ready to pull a trigger or some shit, you know? Like, it doesn't affect me like that way. Cause I have I have like a really good group of friends around me and I'm in my hometown and like, everybody that I kick it with does not give a fuck about bike riding or industry stuff or like nothing. There's no judgment. Like these are just my friends. You know what I mean? It's not like
good
dudes on Colt. They're like, I'm off Colt. And it's like, see you later. Like, you know, that's not the case. And especially Jersey. Like if you're like me and Nick could literally fucking fight in the garage right now, like have a real fist fight and shake each other's hands and sit on the couch and watch fucking bullshit. You know, like,
yeah,
it's a different group of people around here. Like my boss at work thinks all this shit is hilarious. Like he's scrolling through shit, like, and then he'll come up to me and be like, oh, yeah, see this, blah blah blah. And I'm like, jeez. So that's back to the point. I'm like, I don't have shit to lose, dude. I got my friends that actually know me as a person around me.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm fucking nuts and this and that. And I got a job that I'm not going to get fired from because of all this Instagram shit, no matter what I say. And it feels good, to be honest, because I felt like being in the BMX industry, you're always kind of like walking on eggshells.
Oh, that's definitely
and, dude,
real.
That's a big part of why I wanted to call the whole BMX thing quits to begin with, is because I was over tiptoeing around everyone's shit.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks that it has to be that way for a lot of people.
And like, for me, like on a riding level, I could have kept the shit going for another fucking 6 years.
Oh yeah.
Like,
I mean,
I was 27 when this shit happened. I could have ran to probably 34, 35.
Oh, there's people riding 50, 60.
I obviously had problems and shit, but I feel like a lot, well, the problems came from multiple different places, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if I was still like super passionate about bike riding, it probably wouldn't have gone that far.
Oh yeah.
Like I started to lose passion for it and just like be like, ah, fuck it. You know, I don't really care that much. And then that like digs down in your rabbit hole situation even more. So that was like, when you think about it that way, it's like, dude, this shit was done for me. And like, I'm not going to lie. I'm not building this bike and going to film a video part. Like,
yeah.
Or like, oh, go film a banger part or this and that. Like, I got this bike so me and Nick can go roll around the skate park, you know?
And yeah, dude. It sucks to see a situation where things go sour and someone like you just kind of gets burnt out on the situation in general.
Yeah, and like I said in the last podcast, I can't force shit. Like, if I don't want to do something, I'm not fucking doing it.
I'm with you on that, man.
And especially bike riding where there's like injuries involved and shit like that. Like if I mentioned before, like if I went and knocked my teeth out like Tyler did, I'd fucking lose my mind. And that he was just dicking around at the skate park. Like I have done that same exact trick like multiple times and that just went wrong. Like it wasn't like he was out like pushing the limits or doing anything. Like it was just a fucking mistake.
Just got wheel bite one time and that's all it takes.
He did it like three times before and just wanted to make it look better for Instagram. And it's like, then you end up and that's it. Like, I can't do that shit anymore.
Yeah.
And especially like, I love bike riding and what it did for me and like the times that I had and this and that, but I don't feel the same way like about it as I used to. And that's just me being genuinely honest. Like, I used to be like, anytime I got a new bike in the mail or a fucking new pair of grips, that was like the coolest shit ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thankful that I got bikes and whatnot in the mail and this and that. But like, it's just not the same.
That sucks, man. Sucks. And I hope that things can happen that like get you psyched again.
Like, I mean, I could be psyched to go ride with my buddies at the skate park, but I'm not going to be psyched to go out and put in fucking 8 months to film a video part. Like that is not happening.
Well, that's work. That's literally work.
I know. And people don't understand that. Like,
no.
So when people talk shit, it's like, dude, I have literally gone to spots for multiple hours, multiple different days to get one clip. Like, do you think you're not beat the fuck up?
I think people just don't think at all when they're typing. I think that's the bottom line. They just don't use it right.
Yeah, and that's what's terrible. And it's jading people that understand, like, so, like, for the bike riding aspect, it's like those kids have never been through stuff that, like, most pro bike riders have been through to film a video part. So, like, I put in this, like, emotional 6 months to film a part that's, like, mentally and physically draining. And I have enjoyed filming video parts. Don't get me wrong. Even after putting in 5 hours, like when you fucking land it, you are stoked.
Oh, dude.
And that's for yourself. But also, like, you do get a fucking mental and physical beatdown.
Oh, yeah. The first 20 minutes are great of filming something that takes 2 days.
Like,
but then after that, it's work.
Like, I always bring up the Hollywood High thing. But, like, I feel like for that time, that shit was really crazy. And that's me being honest. I iced Hollywood High probably 1,500 times before I threw the bars.
Yeah.
And that rails, have you been to Hollywood High?
No.
It's just steep and like slams you into the ground, and it's like kind of low in the real scheme of things. And there was like multiple times where my front wheel almost fell over the other side, and like that shit is not like, yes, I wanted to get it done, but that shit is not fun to ice Hollywood High 100 fucking hundreds of times.
It immediately turns into work after the first little bit.
Exactly. And then after you get the clip, it becomes not work again.
Yeah, that's when you get to be stoked. About it
and this and that. Yes.
Yeah, I really just hope through everything that's going on with the podcast you did with Fudger, mine and Fudger's, this that we're doing now.
Do you and Fudger have beef at the moment?
I don't think so. I think we kind of talked through things a little bit and you're kind of good now. But like, I hope through all of this, people just take a second to realize. And I think that I saw a visible shift in comments from before your Zim Fudger's and mine and Fudger's podcast, from before to after, where before people are just eating you alive. And then I felt like after, it was like people changed it a little bit. And you see people who are like, look, stop.
Dude, this was a good one. I had Rob Wise hit me up last night. Did you see that screenshot?
Yeah, I saw it.
Like when people that I really like used to watch and like respect and whatnot reach out to me and say shit like that, it makes me confident in what I'm doing.
Absolutely.
Because and what I'm saying and whatnot. So it's like the fucking Joe Schmo kid from Ohio, where you're from, that is telling me to go fuck myself and this and that. That shit is like, it sucks that he's doing that. And yeah, it does bother me to a certain extent. But getting messages from dudes like Rob Wise and whatnot is way more important.
Yeah. I'm just hoping that the culture shifts a little bit, where people realize a little bit of what they're saying before they
spit it out. And like, do you read any of the responses that I say to people?
Yeah, here and there. I mean, I've been checking your stuff since.
Like, obviously some of them are like a little aggressive and whatnot, but am I wrong for the most part when I respond to people?
I don't think so. I mean, yeah, obviously you're saying some of it's a little aggressive, but like, it's also understandable for you to be pissed off sometimes.
Yeah. So like somebody on a podcast is like, I'll fucking fight Sean and this and that and blah, blah, blah. But then I'm like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
And then everybody, you know what I mean? It goes the other way now.
Like, yeah, because
you're nuts for posting that. And it's like, you're nuts for doing a podcast saying you're going to fight me. I didn't start with you. I didn't even know who you were.
Yeah. What did you ever do to that
guy?
I
have never even seen that dude in person.
Not a good look, man.
Yeah. Like, if you did that, I would just drive to Ohio.
Yeah. Well, that's the difference. That's the difference, is that I have enough respect for people as a person.
I wouldn't even come at somebody that way unless they came at me that way.
Right. Exactly. And that's the way everybody should be.
And that's some Jersey shit, to be honest with you. Like, I have, like I talked about in the last one, like, I have friends that won't even let it go that far.
Yeah.
Like, if you do some disrespectful shit, you're gonna get punched in the fucking head.
There's definitely been a lot of disrespect that's gotten by in BMX for the past 10, 15 years.
Chase Hawk was crying in tears on the phone with me the other morning.
That sucks.
But, like, does it really, though? Like,
what I was trying to say earlier and didn't get a chance.
He hasn't posted on Instagram since.
I've been checking that, and like what I was getting at earlier is like, if I was going to talk about that whole entire thing, all I feel like I'd really have to say is like, it really sucks to find that out about somebody, man. It really does.
And I'm over here exposing my whole life and all my faults and shit online. And you're going to try to tell people that did the podcast with me that they shouldn't post it?
Yeah, well, it's the reality of that is trying to keep it under wraps.
Yeah, he's trying to keep, and also because I called him a little prick and he's entitled and Robbie fucking babied him. So he don't want shit like that online. But I feel like I should take an L and like my whole story shouldn't go online because of that.
I feel like this.
Why the fuck does Chase Hawk even have a say if I do a podcast or not?
That's what I was about to say, is I feel like
the industry shouldn't either. And like, I told Fucker this too. Like, you chose to do this podcast with me. You started a podcast company with Dennis. So whatever the fuck somebody says on a podcast, that's their opinion. It's their shit. And it goes up. If you ask me to do it and I say a bunch of shit, it doesn't matter. It's my podcast.
Yeah.
Ask me to do.
Well, it's what I was trying to say too, is like, it's just a this whole entire thing with that podcast and people being mad about it, trying to not have it be up, is an example, a visual example, which we don't often get to see, of gatekeeping in BMX.
Yeah, dude, I can. It could go a lot farther. Let's just put it that way.
And I know
that. With the best dudes for like some of the best brands for a really long time. Yeah. There is a lot of dirt there. There's a lot of dirt that could be brought up.
And it was like,
and I don't do this until people attack me.
Right.
So
I feel like anybody who's
I was saying the other day, I was like, I bet you after those screenshots, people, you know how you can unsend messages now on Instagram?
Yeah.
I was like, I bet you so many motherfuckers are going through their Instagram unsending all their messages.
Stuff, yeah. Man, I'm such a paranoid person. Like, I am not.
I used to be too.
I'm not going to say anything even at that level in a way that somebody could record it, because I know, like, karma for one, and for two, once it's on the internet, it's there forever.
Yeah. Trust me, I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That, oh, yeah. Don't even need to go there.
So,
it's one of them things, man. I hope
like
that.
Like I said, I have done a lot of stupid shit. And I've also had the repercussions happen to me.
Yeah.
You know, like I have fucked up a lot of stuff, like fucked up with brands, done all this, and got what I deserve for those situations.
I don't think.
And everything that I did past that, I earned back. I had to earn people's respect. I had to earn fucking sponsorships back. I had to figure my own shit out in California. Like, I lost multiple girlfriends that, like, sucked really bad. Like, shit happens, you know?
Yeah, and I don't think you've been unreasonable at all.
No, I mean, I'm on a podcast with you. I never thought this would fucking happen.
Yeah, I didn't either. When I saw that message, I was like, whoa.
You thought I was coming on here to attack you. I mean, I kind of thought about it for a minute just because I did feel a little slighted by your couple comments, but now you explained yourself and it's over. It is what it is. I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. And
it's easy to misinterpret things when somebody's just talking on the internet. It's like when somebody sends you text messages and it's misinterpreted because you can't hear the tone of their voice.
Right. And so everything I do, I try to just be as reasonable as I can be, where it's like, all right, I'm looking at both things, both sides of every situation.
I mean, you better. You run the podcast. You have to be that guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're in a situation where it's like, so you can do a podcast with someone like me, right?
Yep.
That, like, a lot of people might dislike or whatever. And then you have people coming at you. Like, oh, you fuck with that dude. I fucking hate that dude. And like, you signed up for doing a podcast. You can't take sides.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're hearing my story. Your buddies can hit you up and be like, fuck, why would you do that? Like, he's an idiot, or like, don't post that. If you sign up to be in your position, you can't, like, you can have your opinion, you know?
Yeah.
But you can't be like, fuck this kid because my buddy said that you know?
You absolutely can. That's
which
why.
Which is what happened to me with the fucking Our BMX thing. It's like, we did a podcast and then people outside, like, have nothing to do with it, are like, come on, like, yo, like, that's bad for BMX. Like, even Trey, did the same thing. He's like, this is horrible for BMX and this and that. And I'm like, how the fuck do these people have an opinion on my say and what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's your choice.
And if you truly feel like you're going to do a podcast with somebody that some wild shit's going to get said and this and that, don't fucking do it.
Yeah. Well, and that was my whole thing with this. So I was like, I don't know where he's coming from, but I want to hear.
See, like, if you did this podcast with me and didn't post it, I would cause a scene.
Oh, there's absolutely no way I would do that. Even if you did come at me. Like,
yeah,
because I have.
You could have thought about it for a couple hours and really like been like, fuck, is this risk worth it? But you did. So now you have to post it. And I'm not saying you wouldn't, but I'm just saying like that.
Yeah.
Like a general scheme of things for like podcasts and all this interview shit and everything in general.
And just talking to you is like, I'm getting your side and I'm getting to, you know, meet you and learn about who you are directly from you. And that's the way I always prefer to do things. And that's why I'm saying, like, I like Charlie because my personal experience with him has always been good, and he's never done anything against me personally. So this kind of similar thing where I'm like, I'm learning about you for you, from you. And if somebody else is like, hey, you shouldn't whatever with this guy, I'm like, well, I talked to him and he was awesome for 2 hours.
So yeah, then you could have your opinion on me and they can have theirs, and that's where the shit goes.
And that's life.
I'm Sean, and you could say, like, dude's cool. Like, it's fine.
And that's life, and that's where we should be able to be in BMX. Not, oh, I don't like this guy, so everyone else has to not like him
too. Yeah, it's not the way life works.
No, and people are slowly figuring that out.
Yeah, and like you brought up Charlie. So my situation with him is like, you've hated on me for years. I've never even had a conversation with the fucking dude. And then I reach out to him, and I just say, call me. And then I got his phone number from Eddie Cellular from Colt, because I was just like, fuck it, I'm just going to call him.
Yeah.
No call back, no nothing. So it's like, I'm being the bigger person in this situation after you fucking hated on me for, probably like close to 10 to 12 years. Like, since I was a kid. Like, yeah. Between Rodeo Peanut and Team Weed. And I'm the bigger person reaching out to you and calling you and you to, like, have a fucking normal conversation and get some, like, mutual respect here. And, like, because I wanted to say, like, yo, just leave me the fuck alone. Like, this is over and done with. Like, I'm not fucking riding anymore. I'm not a fucking pro bike rider. Stop posting my shit.
Yeah.
And, like, I would have explained to him, like, yo, yeah, my life is dramatically changing. And, like, I'm having enough shit going on, and I don't need any more additives.
And, man, I would have hoped.
Him being a pro bike rider, he should understand that, answer the phone, and be like, word, I respect that, and leave it the fuck alone.
And, man.
It's not like he's some random fucking kid from the middle of the country. Like,
yeah,
you know what you're doing. And then,
yeah, man.
Proof's in the pudding. If you can't answer a phone call or call me back, then what the fuck, bro? And you want me to respect you in any sense?
Yeah, and it just through everything with my experience of my, like, man, I would think he would be able. I just personally,
well, and that's what I'm saying. You can like Charlie Crummer all you want. That's fine.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Just putting my opinion on what I think of Charlie Crummer. So fuck that dude, and that's my opinion only.
And going back to what you're saying about people messaging me or whatever. So after my first thing that I did, trying to like be like, look, guys, we can't do this to this guy. I actually had several people directly message me on Instagram like, no, that kid deserves everything that he has coming to him. He's this, that, this, whatever. And I was just like, how are you saying this to me right now? Like, do you even reading what you're saying as you're
literally
saying,
they don't know anything.
Swap it to your brother. If say that about your brother, your sister, your uncle, whatever, say that about that person and see if you feel the same way.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Dude, exactly. I have my boys from Jersey, like Brandon Kitson. I don't know if you know who that is.
Huh.
I'm going to show you a photo, okay?
Okay.
So, like, I've had homies from Jersey after seeing that, like, literally, like, this is, so look at the top right. This is just on my explore page.
Elk?
Cut. That's the fucking logo that Charlie Crumwish made.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I've had homies that saw that whole fighting interaction that I posted and this and that with that dude. Like, Brandon Kitson was like, bro, I'll jump on a flight right now, come back to Jersey from where I am right now and fucking handle this. So, and this... Just look at this photo and you'll understand. This was from 2013.
That's you?
That's Brandon.
Oh, damn.
Nobody even knows who this fucking kid is.
Yeah, that's insane.
My roommate will fucking 360 double whip a fucking box jump and like Steezy.
Yeah.
Like he just works a paving job. Like I said, like. It just
you got some like underground that. Riders in the Northeast. That's
yeah, and sure. They're real motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's I'm glad to hear you say you've got friends that have your back so hard. They're like, I will be there right now.
Yeah, Brandon was like, dude, let me know I'm there. And then like even other dudes like Mike Groff from he used to ride for staff back in the
day. I know Mike.
Yeah, he hit me up too, and he's like, "Let me know. I'd love to fucking knee somebody in the head." Like, and these
I never
dudes,
would think he would say that.
And yeah, and these are dudes that I have known my entire life. Like, they know all my shit. They know my whole story. And like,
yeah,
those are the people that I want around me. I'm done with all this fake, like, judgmental, non-factual bullshit that everybody has to say. Like, if you want to question my friendship or like credibility level or anything like that, go fuck yourself. Because people that I actually fuck with and like know me, know who I am as a person, and like don't just dip or like have judgments about shit and like are understanding when shit does come up. Like, shit happens, whatever. You fuck up. This and that.
And probably talk to you about it when that does
happen. Rather than be like, fuck, dude, you're too much. I'll see you later.
Like, I can't stand that when that happens. I've had it happen to me. I think we've all had it happen where people, you do Robbie, something.
Robbie called me the other day. I might have called him or he called me, and I posted this shit on Instagram. Then I was like, this is right before the podcast got dropped. And I was like, I posted on Instagram, like, this fucking podcast doesn't get dropped because of fucking Chase Hawk and this and that. And then I said something like, at Colt Crew, at Chase Hawk, you fuckers are next, or something like that. 4 minutes later, my phone rings from Robbie. I haven't got a phone call from him in fucking months.
That's what I think is wrong with BMX in general, is that people will avoid you until they absolutely can't.
Bro, I'm not even kidding. It was like 4 to 5 minutes after the Instagram story went live.
Man, it sucks to hear because, like, once again, I like Robbie. Robbie's always been awesome to me.
Like, I did like Robbie.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it is what it is. And I'm not trying to put you in any trouble or anything like that, like, by speaking about this stuff. But this is, like I said, this is the podcast we're doing, and this is my situation right now, and we chose to do this, so.
Well, I've literally built the platform for these types of situations. That's
What other podcasts that have drama in them have you done?
Well, I mean, I have a reoccurring one with Zach Gerber called Real Talk with Zach.
I like Zach Gerber.
I love Zach Gerber. Zach Gerber and I
have rode with Zach Gerber since I was a kid also. Dude, me and him used to stay at Chris Marshall's house in Philly for like mad long and go out and fucking ride and film like all the time. I watched him front flip over a rail in person with no fucking helmet on.
Well, so
he's a nutcase, but he is who he is and the shit's cool. Like, he fucking speaks his mind. He does his thing. Yep. Like, he's fucking making guns and doing weird shit, making pedals. Like, he's passionate about the shit that he does and likes. He speaks his mind. He's fucking mad good on a bike.
Amazing, yeah.
And what the fuck is wrong with that?
So that's why I have him on.
I can think he's crazy, but that doesn't mean I don't respect his whole thing.
And I think he's, like, the good kind of crazy, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely seen some shit that he has said and done that's like whatever, that's pretty like out there, but at the same time, fuck it, who cares?
Well, he's not always the best at like keeping it.
He comes at people pretty hard too sometimes.
Yeah, like he's not the best at keeping it at a level that will keep everyone from like freaking out, mm-hmm. But 99% of the time what he's saying is valid.
It's not wrong.
He's real, and that's why I have a thing with him called Real Talk with Zach Gerber. We just talk about real stuff.
Yeah. No, I like the dude personally. I honestly do. Yeah.
Yeah. I love
that
guy. Does
he ride for anybody these days? I haven't spoke to him in a while. He messaged me on Instagram the other day, I think. I forget what he said.
So I'm not sure if there's anything official that he's got going on.
My roommate just texted me. He's like, damn, I thought that dude was going to be way cornier than he is.
And everybody,
he just went to the shop down the street. So
everybody thinks that because I have the same hair I did in 2006.
And you only wear red hat, that same fucking red hat and t-shirt, and usually like bobbling around in the screen on the side.
Yeah.
I'm not, dude. I'm just joking around.
And so, I mean, that's the thing about me is like, I don't give a shit what anyone thinks. I'm me no matter what.
Yeah.
And that's why I can relate to you is because we're real and we're ourselves no matter what. And that's the way everybody should be.
I mean, I struggle with it sometimes. Like,
it's easy.
I feel like everybody does. Like, I do, like, to a certain extent, like, there is some stuff that people will say that kind of is like, damn, like, fuck, maybe they're fucking right. Like, and then you question yourself for a second. It takes a minute to like wind the shit back and be like, no, fuck it. All right. This is me. Like, I'm confident in this, but sometimes it will get to you.
And it's natural. And those situations suck. I get comments on a weekly basis. It's not as bad as it used to be, but I used to get comments every day about my hair and my handlebars. And it was like,
what handlebars you got?
I ride the nowhere handlebars with the big V in them.
Oh yeah. I'd probably hate on you too, but that don't mean I wouldn't like you as a human being if I'm talking shit about your fucking handlebars.
Exactly. I have a buddy who he hates on me in front of my face every time he sees me, but I still love him. And the thing of it is it's like, would I rather have my gimmick be two things that are inherent to me, like my hair and my handlebars are two things that are just me, or would I rather be some fake person on the internet, persona out there?
And like, to be honest, I've been in that situation where like you have to be that fucking fake person.
That's
and like you're shaking people's hands and like fucking sucking up to people that you fucking really don't like and this and that. And that's a part of a career. I mean, I get that is a reality.
It is the real world.
You have to fucking suck up to people sometimes if you're in a financial situation with like even a job, whether it's fucking working at McDonald's or being a pro bike rider.
I think that's also
people that you don't like, you got to fucking bite the bullet and suck up to.
I think that's just also part of being an adult.
Yeah.
You know, like you realize that you have to be cordial with certain people. That's different than pretending that you love them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and like you can go home and speak your piece to your buddies and shit about like, yeah, I fucking hate that guy at work or this or that. Like,
yeah,
that's fine. But those situations do occur. And that's like you said, it's a part of being a fucking adult. Like if I said everything that I wanted to say from the time that I was a pro bike rider to now, I would have never been a pro bike rider.
Yeah, that's why Zach Gerber didn't get to where you were career.
I learned to shut my mouth after the Red Bull and all that shit happened. Like to it, like I still was pretty fucking crazy, but like not. I think it was cordial enough to like
skate
by with professional people and brands and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and then I'm gonna bring you back this Robbie thing because I just looked over at this frame. So Garrett and Bob gave me that bike, right?
Okay.
I ran the shit over with my truck and sent Garrett a video of it. This was months ago. This is fucking before I cut it in half.
Okay.
The bike somehow was completely fine.
Damn.
And that's what I was like, yo, now I'm like laughing. I'm like, yo, you guys should use this for a fucking ad. Like,
no kidding.
Yeah. And I said some Adeline shit and like I took accountability and me, Bob, and Garrett are fine now. Like I spoke to both of them on the phone and about the podcast and whatnot. And like I cut a fucking fiend in half and hung it behind me in a podcast.
Yeah.
And posted it online and sold it online. Calvin bought it for $600.
Damn.
Because he was like, this is fucking BMX history. I need this. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, I sent him the grinder and the frame.
That's awesome.
So, but Bob has always had my back. And he's the kind of person that I was trying to explain before. Like, he knows me from when I was a kid to now. We've always had like a good relationship. He knows that I was fucking like off my rocker and fucked up and this and that. And he will still be there for me and I will always be there for him.
Yeah.
You know, like regardless, he sent me a bike with a fucking sticker, like don't destroy this thing. You know, like after I cut a bike in half and hung it behind me on a podcast, Robbie won't even call me. This is the difference here. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Robbie won't call me until I threaten to expose his ass on Instagram. These are not people like that are not the people that I want in my fucking life. I don't care if I'm a stressful person to deal with or be around at times or like go through shit myself that's stressful to other people. That's a part of being someone's friend or not.
Yeah.
Like those situations don't last forever. So then when I'm normal and fucking a year down the line from whatever happened, then are you going to be like, oh, I could be friends with you again? Like, fuck off. You know, like, that's just not. And I don't care. Other people can fucking operate that way, but I'm not going to. I wasn't raised that way. My mom isn't that way. Like, it's just not.
It doesn't feel right.
Yeah. You know, like, so that's where I kind of stand on this kind of shit. And it's like, if Bob called me the other night and was just like, dude, I got your fucking back forever and blah, blah, blah. And like, I don't know. I just, it blows my mind how different certain people can be about situations that go on in your life. And especially when they've both been in your life for like a long period of time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unfortunate through life. In the worst ways, you find out which friends are there and which ones aren't.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I didn't live in Jersey for 10 years. I would keep, feel like I keep saying 10 years, but it is what it is. Like, I didn't see a lot of my homies for that long. Cause I like only came back a couple times, and then like people have jobs. I was here for like a week or two or some shit. My homies have jobs and this and that. Like, it's hard to link up at that point.
Yeah.
But like, I've been back and like, it's the same, feels exactly the same as right before I left.
That's real friends, man. You have friends where you cannot see them for two years and then instantly.
I didn't see Nick for fucking probably like 5 or 6 years. And like, I came back and just visited Jersey for a minute. And I was, and like a lot of this shit was kind of going on. It was around Halloween. And I flew out here just to like hang out. And my homegirl was having a Halloween party. But I was actually in Florida at the time. So it wasn't that big of a deal. My flight was like $99 or some shit from on Spirit Airlines, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I flew down here for a minute, went and hung out with a bunch of people. And I was like, damn, I kind of like miss this shit. And then it clicked. And I was like, dude, I fucking hate California. I'm not trying to live in Florida where like my parents live. It's like fucking God's waiting place, like old people and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Not saying that about my parents, but you get the gist of what I'm getting.
It's Florida.
Yeah. So then it like clicked. I'm like, dude, I'm going back home. You know, like I have good people around me. I could surf, snowboard, ride if I wanted to. Like I could ride moto over here. And like, it just made the most sense, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
So that's how we ended up here.
Sometimes.
And then, this is what I was going to get at. Like I hadn't seen Nick for 6 years and I was like, dude, let's get a house. Cause he went through he like fell off a cliff on his dirt bike.
Oh, Jesus and, Christ.
And like shattered his ankle and couldn't walk for like, I think a year almost. So he had to financially move back into his parents' house from the house that he was in.
Yeah.
So he was like, he's just back on his feet and like working a bunch and stuff like that. So I was like, dude, fuck it. Let's get a house. Like I haven't seen you in 6 years. Fuck it. Let's get a house. He's like, word, let's do it. Now our house is dope as hell. We're chilling.
Painting the garage.
Like dogs fucking hanging out. Like, I don't know. It just worked really well. So
sometimes things are meant to be.
Yeah.
So I'm like sitting here thinking. A lot.
You need to ask me some of your sides.
Well, I was actually just sitting here thinking like, all right, let's do something for the people who are going to be like, oh, he got on here, did nothing but agree with him and whatever the whole time. So
yeah, you could disagree.
I'm just sitting here. I don't have any. That's the thing. I don't really have anything other than stuff you've already said about yourself. And that's the point I was going to get. I was like, you've already said sometimes you can be aggressive. Sometimes you can be an asshole. Sometimes you can be a prick. Like, we all can. But like, if I was going to get on here and press you on anything, what can we press you on?
I mean, think about some things in the podcast. Like if you think anything was out of line, like
that's all your personal experience about the
Martinez thing.
But that's your personal feelings.
And I feel like you would be somebody to maybe have a fucking comment about that. But and like I said what I said, and then I also right after was like, I have utmost respect for Corey Martinez, but I don't agree with how BMX treated these two situations.
Well, yeah,
Tyler and Martinez, and like. I haven't heard from Martinez or anything like that. And I probably won't because he is going through it too. So maybe in a sense, I was probably an asshole for even bringing his name up at that time, you know, but I like had it in my head. I'm like, dude, the Tyler one strung it wrong. And I just, the last GoFundMe that I thought of was that.
Well, that's not this isn't the first time that the Corey Martinez GoFundMe has come up on my channel.
Yeah, I mean, because I think that was fucking, that was terrible. Like,
well,
you have all these craftsman skills and this and that, like, get a job, dude. I fucking figured it out in 2 months to get two jobs, you know, like, it's possible. You shouldn't rely on BMX industry because you're being lazy and can't make up a decision.
Yeah,
like,
it's
not BMX's fault to support your, like, hardships, you know, like, you made the decision to get in an ambulance and roll around the country and do this and that, like, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But it's not BMX's problem to take you out of a financial situation when nothing happened. Like injury wise or like traumatic or this or that.
So you brought that up for
I've been dead broke and I would never fucking do that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. You know how it can
you don't
be.
Need to, you don't need to speak on this because I don't want to put you in a weird situation.
Well, I've already spoke on it actually because I did a live stream with another guy I know where he brought it up. Who he's like on your side about it. He doesn't agree with it at all. He thought it wasn't a good thing at all. And I was like, well, for one, my buddy Noah McBride from Indiana. From my perspective, I missed the entire thing. I didn't get to see it.
And like, I even reposted the shit at the time, you know, like, and then I kind of didn't at that time when he first posted it, I didn't really think too much about it. Cause I was like, you know, like it does suck.
Yeah.
But then like after I had to go through it too, like I went through it and I personally, like I said, would never do that.
And yeah,
I will call one of my boys for money before I did some shit like that.
So my perspective on it when I first talked about it was like, look, man, like we all go through really bad situations sometimes and we all react to them in different ways. And it was like, I guess that's how he reacted to it. And it's what happened.
I don't think he caught any flack. Like, I don't necessarily think I'm like trying to hate on him. It was like I was waiting out the situations. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think you're
like talking if the Tyler thing didn't happen, I would have never brought that up.
Exactly. I don't think you're talking about him and him doing that as a person. You're talking about the way people reacted to that versus the way people reacted to Tyler.
And also, I am kind of talking about what not him as a person, but like I disagree with doing that.
Yeah, so, and that's.
But I didn't really think about it that way until the Tyler situation.
So
and I thought about it a lot, and that's where I lie.
And so you asked me like how I would respond to that, and you saying what you did is like, how can I? Because that's your feelings. Like your feelings are your feelings, and people are gonna feel the way they are about things. And like my thoughts on the Corey thing was that I missed all of it. I didn't get to see it, and like I just feel like people react certain like their own way to situations, and it's just what happened. Like
yeah,
it's like. If I'm going to sit here and think like, all right, how can I press Sean and ask him the tough questions? It's like, I don't know what you could ask.
I'm surprised you didn't write a bunch of notes down all day.
I'm not going to lie. I was just sitting here nervous. Like I'm going to the principal's office for something bad that I did. I was like, what's he mad at?
God, I used to be nervous to do this shit too, but like, I don't have anything to hide.
And that's why I feel like, what do I press you on it? Maybe people leave comments later of like, well, you should ask about this, and maybe we'll talk again and we'll do the whole
I don't mind. I'm seriously contemplating starting my own podcast, and like
I think it'd be good.
I'll do a bunch of people. I'll just do what we're doing now. It's not that I don't need all that. I was joking before about setting the whole garage up as a fucking podcast studio. I don't need that. I fucking can do this shit right here like this on FaceTime.
Yeah, and I can help you set it up. I'm down, you know, for
like
that.
And I would do people like that. I'm not trying to make money off this shit. Like I understand the whole podcast, YouTube channel thing. Like it is a business.
Yeah.
Like I'm not blind to that. That's not my intent.
Yeah.
Like, I would do only people that I like.
And that's the way it should be.
I think have good stories and stuff. Cause like, so like our BMX, I get it. They're like doing all of bike riding. So they have to do like everybody, not everybody, but like,
whoever can be in San Diego.
Yeah, exactly. And for yourself also, like you're getting BMX's story. So it's a broad range. I would do people that I think are cool.
Yeah, I have a pretty.
And like, I think have a cool story.
Yeah. And I have a pretty like fun approach for myself because growing up, I didn't watch videos. I didn't watch DVDs. I didn't know anything. So it was fun for me to do the podcast. And instead of learning about people in props, I just brought him on my podcast because I was lucky enough to make it far enough in BMX that I could just hit somebody up.
Isn't that crazy that I watched every single props and you're a podcast guy and you have it?
And that's it sucks and I'm ashamed of it, but I'm also stoked that I get to have a chat with people and learn directly from them about those stories.
I have something to say that there's a couple. Actually, I should have actually thought a little bit more about this, but I was running around all day. So I was invited on a Road Fools when I was on premium and I was 15.
Whoa.
And I was a kid, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I was fucking eating candy, drinking soda, riding, fucking talking shit, running my mouth, doing outrageous shit. That was just like kid shit. It's not like I was a grown man doing this kind of stuff. So Colin McKay was a team manager for premium at the time. And I got the invite, and Colin lied to the dudes that were like on that trip and like going on that trip and was like, Sean can't fucking make it because he's got to be in school, can't miss school. That was a lie. So the only opportunity, I like watched Road Fools my entire fucking life growing up. Got one opportunity to go, and Colin McKay lied to them, and I got fucked. And then Road Fools was done 2 years later.
That can't feel good to think about.
You know, like, that shit like that is, like... I lit Colin McKay up, too. That dude's always fucking hated me, and he's fired me from multiple brands. So, like, he got rid of me at Premium, and I think he thought that it was just, like, done. And then I wrote for Kenda. I think he might have got... I think it was like me Harrington or Heath Pinner might have got me on Kenda. I don't remember. So then I was dealing with him again. And then years and years went by. And then I got on Vans, and he was the Vans dude. I feel like he was like, fuck this kid again, dude. God damn it. You know, so like shit like that. But I mean, that's a dude that I like. I like him for certain things, but like I don't. For a lot. Like, I don't like the decisions he makes and think how he treats people. And, you know, like, him and Dennis are like little butt buddies, and they're both like, we're vegan for a while and they could fucking this and that. And then, like, I'm over here smoking cigarettes, drinking fucking alcohol and this. Like, you know, it was just like a lot of judgments. And it's like at that time, it didn't really matter. Like, I didn't give a fuck if I was out till 2 o'clock in the morning. I still woke up at fucking 9 and went and rode all day.
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference? Like, and I feel like people in, like, Colin McKay's position, like, a dude like that has the say to, like, kibosh somebody or, like, let it happen. And I got lucky with Vans that, like, I got so tight with Dakota and Colt and stuff that, like, it was kind of, like, an undeniable situation that you couldn't fucking – he couldn't put his 2 cents in on. Mm-hmm. You know? But I feel like if that wasn't the case, he would have been the first person to be like, fuck, he shouldn't ride for Vans, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I wonder what his actual thoughts, you know, I wonder what actually was going
on. He don't entertain shit. I sent him, how I was talking about how I would send people wild text messages.
Yeah.
The last one I sent him was insane, but I reread it, and I'm like, to be honest, I don't fucking really care. Like, I'm not going to ride for Vans again. I will never want to kick it with you as, like, a friend mm-hmm. or, like, give a fuck about your life or anything. So it is, there's a lot of people that I've said foul shit to where I'm like, I mean, it is what it is. And there's certain people that I'm like, damn, I need to apologize and like make this right.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of being an adult. Once again, we decide.
Yeah. And I feel like I think I'm figuring that out and like trying, doing my best to make it happen.
I don't know how anybody could listen to an hour and 20 minutes of us talking right now and be like, and still be like, nope, that guy's just crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's mind blowing. I don't know. And like I said, dude, I'm not denying that I'm crazy. Like, I have ups, downs, sideways, like all kinds of shit. Like, somebody was like, that kid's bipolar or some shit. And I'm like, yeah, cool. I probably am. Like, what do you want me to do about it? Like, people go through different moods, phases, this and that. Like, it is, that's just, it's reality. Yeah,
you aren't who you were a year ago. I'm not who I was a year ago. Like,
no, I'm not who I was 2 months ago.
Exactly. So give it a chance.
And like me, dude, I fucking rode bikes every day for 20 years unless that I couldn't based on a physical injury.
Yeah.
And then I don't ride bikes at all anymore. Like, that alone is a fucking massive life change. People go to the gym for 6 months and then fucking cry about it. They don't go to the gym anymore. You know, like, and like, this is no disrespect at all. Like, I got this bike came in the mail at like 1 o'clock today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here she is. If this was 2 years ago, it would have been built fucking 15 minutes off the UPS truck.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just where my shit lies now, you know? And I am going to build. I am going to build it and ride it. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not cutting this one in half. I promise, Garrett, Bob.
Do you see any possibility for like getting super pumped on just riding all the time again?
I mean, that's not a question I can answer because that shit has to come by itself. Like, that's not a mindset thing. Like, if I get on my bike and it feels really good and I want to do it again the next day and the next day, then that's the way it is.
So it's possible, basically.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have any intent to film anything or anything. Like, I might post some Instagram shit if I'm feeling it or whatever, but not for intent to get sponsors or like do any. I don't want any part of the BMX industry whatsoever.
I could just see how someone who's in your position with everything that's been going on would just be like, you know what? I'm never riding a bike ever again. And so I'm stoked to hear that you at least like recognize that there's potential that you could
get back. I bought these two frames.
Cool.
Yeah.
There you go. That says everything you need to hear.
Yeah. Like I didn't get these for free. I went on the Fiend website and bought both of them.
Hell yeah.
And that's why people say shit like get a real job and this and that. Yeah, I have a real job. I just bought two fucking Fiend frames for $900. So like that's other stuff. It's just like people don't fucking know and they just spit bullshit. Here's the fucking receipt.
Yeah.
And I texted Bob and I was like, that's a part of my apology also. Like,
that's real. That's as real as it gets.
And I cut my roommate's bike in half. So the black one was for him and I got the red boy.
Oh, see, man, I mean, I don't know. I struggle to think of how you could be like, well, crazy.
You know? He wasn't even mad. He's like, fuck it, dude. He didn't even ask me for anything. He's like, because I was cutting my shit in half, and I'm like, fuck, I'm going to cut your shit in half, too. And he's just like, fuck it, do it. And then, you know, like that, but that's out of line. That's not my place to do that. You know, so we both got, when I said, kind of like, wrap my head around it, I'm like, fuck, I'm buying us both bikes. It is what it is. And he just built his. He just took it to the shop down the street because he was going to paint his forks or some shit.
Nice. Did you, when you did, I can't remember, when you did the one with Fudger, did you talk about like what it like made you cut the frames in half in the
first place? Dude, I'm like, I won't deny it now. Like, I'm still bitter about a lot of shit that happened in bike riding.
So it's just like
I'm past it, but there's still certain feelings and certain points that like do disappoint me. Like being abandoned by a bunch of people just because I was having a hardship, that shit makes me bitter.
Yeah.
You know, and like
it should.
Yeah. So there's times where like I would fuck like, and also I would, like I said in the last one, I was under the influence a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But like doing irrational shit. Like it's like somebody, you see like fucking pro surfers and shit, or like celebrities getting wasted and smashing hotel rooms and shit up.
Skateboarders break their boards just being mad because they're not landing a trick.
Yeah. So like I would be sitting in the garage all pissed off, read some shit and be like, fuck it, I'm cutting this fucking thing in half. You know, like.
I can see how you got there.
Yeah. So that's how it went. And that's basically, yeah.
And that was part of my point in the very beginning. It's like, nobody who's just la-di-da having a good day goes, all right, I'm going to cut my frame in half.
Yeah. No, I was fucking probably drunk, fucking high as a kite and read some shit and was just fucking all egotistical in the garage. Like, fucking, I'm cutting this.
Yeah, I could see where your house.
And it's stupid, but at the same time, like I did, like I said in the last one, bro, the fucking frame, the cost price of that frame is $120. It's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. I was just wondering the full
respect aspect of it towards Garrett and Bob and Fiend as a whole was the big deal. And you know, like people were like, oh, some fucking kid over here, like could have used that and this and that. That's not my problem. Like, I'm not saying that I'm not a guy to help people out or, like, feel bad for people that can't, like, financially get stuff or this and that. But, like, this is my situation, and that's just the way it went. And, like, you can't, like, come at me sideways about shit like that.
And you made it right. You bought two frames at normal cost.
Yeah, it was $944. And I worked for that money. Like, I go to work every day.
Yeah. Man. So, is there anything that you wanted to talk about that we haven't?
No, I'll kind of leave that to you, because I can go all night and fucking rant with you.
I mean, we could do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying we need to stay on the podcast now, but I'm saying we covered a couple of things that I didn't cover in the last podcast, which is kind of why I wanted to do this also. And like I said before, like, speak on like some of the reactions that people had. And I mean, yeah. And your name came up at first when the shit wasn't even out yet.
That's wild. What? I didn't even see it. That's wild, because I literally
watched Fudger. Fudger mentioned something about you. I don't know. I can't remember exactly, but
in the podcast itself, he mentioned how I was giving him a hard time about the Instagram post of you with the picnic table.
See, like, I might have took that wrong, and like in my head it came off differently or something. I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
But yeah, and then I did, like I said, your shit came up on the YouTube thing, and I watched it, and I'm like, damn, this dude's been talking about me, so fuck it, let's do it. I'll keep doing them. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Well, I think it'd be cool in months, whatever it ends up being, just to talk, you know, have a real talk, like what I do with Zach, just talking real about.
Yeah, I'll talk to you about my day-to-day life, how my shit goes, and how my dog's fucking fart on the couch. Like, I, you know, this one's pissed right now.
Yeah. Why?
He's got a, like, a hole in his arm.
Here, hold on.
I don't know where the camera is. Yeah, he's got like a hole in his foot.
Oh, winter time thing.
No, it's he's a licker. So he'll if he gets a cut, he like licks it all the way open, and then it becomes this big instead of this big.
I gotcha. Well, so if there was anything I was gonna, can you tilt down a little bit?
Oh yeah, my bad.
You're good. There was anything
that corny ass mountain bike back there.
I was looking at the dirt bikes. If there's anything that I would like wrap something like this up with, it's just, can we just move past the random hate comments of jumping against people just because somebody makes a meme or something like that? Like, can we? And that was what blew my mind too. That I thought, I was like, where's the memes about like genuine shittiness? You know, it's always making fun of somebody for something, but like, let's make memes where when someone does something super, super shitty, let's make memes about that.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, that's, I mean, I don't know how to make memes and do all that shit, but I'm doing it in a different way.
Yeah, you definitely are. And I think there's certain things that need to be talked about. And that's what I've been repeating this entire time. And I think it's important that we can do that. And I think 10 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever it be, we wouldn't have had this conversation probably.
No. And I grew up at the local skate park. Like, if I fucking did some or said some dumb shit, I got fucking told.
Yeah.
Like,
and people don't get time.
Or like, if I snaked somebody, like, our skate park was always crowded. And like, everybody there was really fucking good. And, yo, the big dudes would fucking put me in my place about shit.
And people and don't
that
do that
exist anymore. Like, whether it be the internet or bike riding or anything, you know? And it I happens. Feel like that's people just scared to, like I said, they're scared to lose their position. So they don't want somebody, they don't want some little kid going around and being like, fucking so-and-so yelled at me at the skate park and called me a prick and this and that. And then it goes on Instagram that this dude's now an asshole and he's yelling at little kids and this and blah, blah, blah.
When it should, when people should know.
I know, but the problem is then a company like fucking Vans hears that and they're like, damn, we can't support you because you are fucking at the skate park yelling at little kids. So this is the bigger picture of everything.
It's like, oh, okay, so maybe we should support people who don't yell at kids. Or people who are actually role models, actually good role models to people.
Yeah.
And that's what I hope people get out of this entire situation with what's going on with you and Tyler, whatever, is like, we can do better and people can be better.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. And yeah, I'm glad we did this. And after talking to you, I have nothing but utmost respect for you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, everybody.
I would appreciate it if you don't tell anybody that we did this. I'm sure you already have because you probably were stressing all day.
I actually didn't. Yeah. I told one person. Dorito called me before when you said you were gonna call me. He's like, "What's up?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm just waiting on Sean Riccani to call me."
Yeah. So that's I would appreciate it if you just put it out before like it gets wind from.
Dude, I'm not sending this to anybody but you if you want to see it.
I mean, I don't think I said anything. I definitely didn't say anything out of line or anything.
We didn't say anything bad.
On the last one I did because I was still like heated that day.
Yeah.
About some shit. So now that everything's kind of calmed down and whatnot, I'm fine. You can post it.
Okay. So it's just going to take me a minute to, because I have to do stuff with the audio and everything.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
It might be tomorrow's Wednesday. Yeah. So it might be Thursday. I'm going to try.
That's fine.
Cool, man. Cool. Well, so, yeah. I appreciate you giving me the time to just say your piece and just have a real conversation. And that's kind of it, man.
Yeah. Like I said, it was good talking to you.
Yeah, you too. And everybody, you know where to find this dude. You didn't have to hear it from me. So anything, just let's not be assholes. Let's be reasonable people who aren't assholes. It's that simple.
No, I agree with you. But I also am an asshole. So
don't be an asshole till someone is one to you.
I mean, dude, like, I don't want to get back into it because I do want to get up and fucking my ass is hurting. But
yeah,
I'm in a shitty fucking metal little chair. I keep doing this shit. I could be asshole. I could be an asshole to my like close homies and they could be an asshole back and it's not taken seriously. Or even if it is, it's still just like, oh, fuck, you're a dickhead. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think people, like, I guess I'm kind of contradicting myself because I'm basically saying people could be assholes and say stupid shit. But in your friend group, that's fine.
Exactly.
You know, like if that's your friends and you're actually like, you know, everything's chill and this and that. But don't be a random person that's just a douchebag to somebody.
Yes. That's,
you know, like, or come at people that you don't actually know. Like, I can come at Nick about shit and I actually know him personally for years and years, you know? So it's a different kind of asshole, I guess you could say.
Yes. We're on the same page. I hope other people are as well, because we all know we're all assholes to our friends.
Yeah.
And if you're not,
it's funny sometimes.
What do you do?
Fucking laugh about it.
Yeah.
Well, shit, man, I'm getting up. My fucking back hurts. Like I said, I'm let the dogs out.
All right. I'm ending it. Good night, everyone.